What's up, guys?
Hey, Jesus. We can get this started with Matt Kawahara.
Hey, Zeus, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Just what's sort of the level of anticipation for you guys getting just actually getting the season started?
I think we're extremely excited, opening day. I feel like there's a lot of excitement bouncing around on every team. I think in this clubhouse, we're extremely excited. Like Chappie said before, I think this is the best team I've been on since I've been here. A lot of talent, a lot of fun. So I think we're all ready to go.
Just following up on that, I mean, those were kind of fairly strong comments from a guy from Chapman. Is that something that you like to hear from a guy who's, a leader in the clubhouse?
Yeah, definitely. Since I've been up in 2019, the month I was up, and then last year, we had amazing teams. But like he said, I think some pieces that we added, and just having that confidence that are like you said, one of our big guys, our heavyweights, thinks that it's kind of the state. It kind of we all fall in line.
Manolo.
Jesús, ¿cómo estás?
Bien, ¿y tú?
Bien, gracias. 2019 electric debut for you as a reliever. It seems that nobody could even get a foul of you that year. Then last year, like many youngsters and everybody else in the world, we are all cheated for a very short season. Yeah, of course, you show many times the kind of pitcher you are. What are your expectations now that if for this year, now that you know you're going to be first time in your career in 162 game season?
What are my thoughts going forward for this season for me?
Yes, because then the first time you're going to have 162 games.
I mean, like you said, it's the first time. I'm just extremely excited to get out here and do it and show that I'm, durable and I can go deep into games and, not miss a start. So that's my plan and that's what I'm working for.
Yes, the other things, I know the all lefties are like a camaraderie each other. Now they're gonna start the season with three lefties in your rotation. The newest one, tell us a little bit about him. What do you think about Cole Irvin? And at least at the start of the season, how you think he's gonna help the Athletics? What is he gonna bring to the team?
Cole, you guys saw in spring training, he brings, he good sinker baller, nasty stuff. He's electric. He's a great teammate. He's great in the clubhouse, and then he's a dog on the mound. So we're excited to have him. He did really well in spring training, so hopefully, he keeps a hot hand. He keeps going.
Vince.
Hey, Zeus, this is a really important question because I only saw you pitch once in the spring. I kind of mentioned I noticed you weren't wearing the wraparound prescription goggles that you had worn since you came up. Can you just take me through going to contacts, how comfortable it feels?
It feels extremely comfortable just in terms of being comfortable while I'm pitching and then not having to, forget about them, in between innings, whatever it is, having to find them, having to clean them. I kind of just put my contacts in the morning and forget about it. So it's way easier for me now.
You had mentioned at the beginning of camp, looking back on trying to make progress in big leagues, that you felt like you needed a little more separation with some of your pitches, looking for something a little bit slower. You've given us the turkey stub thing. How do you feel you've been able to provide maybe some more options for yourself and your arsenal, and how that can help you this year?
Yeah, I mean, I worked in the, in the off season, I worked in spring training, like you said, on the slower breaking ball, not only the turkey sub, but an actual curve ball. And, that came along really well throughout spring. And I think, it's ready to go for the season.
Martin.
Hey, Jesus. What's kind of the anticipation level when you guys as a team are facing the Astros, especially after kind of the competition you guys have had the last couple of years, and obviously taking over as division champs last year. What is kind of the vibe like when you got the AL West rivals coming into town?
I think we take every game the same, or that's what we think. But like you said, definitely opening day, opening series, the team that knocked us out last year, I think we're definitely, playing with a little more pep in our step, I'd say. But as the season goes along, we'll face them a lot and we'll have some dog fights, so it'll be a good year.
And just for you personally, I don't think you've made a start at the Coliseum yet with fans. So what are you looking forward to just being able to take the mound and hearing the fans? I'm sure it's going to be pretty electric.
Yeah, no, I am. I remember in 2019 having fans, and it was amazing. And, you know, now I just can't wait to have fans. No matter how many are allowed in, I think we're all going to appreciate it, especially after last year having to, you know, play in front of nobody. Just the cheers, the excitement of the game with fans there, I think it'll be extremely important for everyone.
Shayna?
You mentioned staying durable as a goal of yours. What are some of your other personal goals heading into the season?
I got some, but I'm not going to share those right now.
Matt?
With what you were talking about there, with just, you know, having fans back and starting on time as for a normal season and everything, does it feel a little bit like things are trending back toward more normalcy, just in sort of the baseball setting?
Yeah, I definitely do think so. And, you know, hopefully it keeps going that way. Hopefully we get more and more fans in, you know, at a safe rate. But yeah, no, we do feel like we're going back to normal. At least having a little bit of fans is, you know, it's something, it's progress. So we're happy to have that.
And then how set up do you feel just knowing that you're obviously with the coming off of the short season and setting this goal to be durable throughout the entire year? How set up do you feel for that physically? And I guess how do you view that challenge going forward?
I mean, I think I'm ready to go. I we worked really hard in the off season back home. And then, you know, throughout spring training, we focused on a lot of things that we think will help me stay durable. So, you know, my body feels great. Like I said, in spring, I came in to spring the best shape I've ever been. So I think that this is the year that, you know, I could show that I'm durable.
Is 32 or 33 starts, is that a goal for you?
Yeah, that's one of them for sure. You know, not missing a start and being on the mound every 5 days.
Manolo?
Jesus, it's no secret that you and AJ Puck are tremendously great friends. And you saw all the improvements he made from last year to this year, healthy and everything. But he's not in the 26-man roster starting the season. Have you had a chance to talk to him a lot recently? Is he very sad, or is he just willing to go down there and prove that he deserve to be here?
I mean, that's my roommate, so I talk to him you know, all day long basically. But you know, I wouldn't say sad. He's definitely motivated. You know, he's going to go down the alternate site and get his work in and do what he needs to do and show that he deserves to be here. You know, he put in a lot of hard work over the last 2 years. He's been hurt, so it's basically time for him to go get some work and then, you know, prove that he deserves, he should be here.
All right, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.